Amen, amen. Let's give the choir hand praise. All right, that was a warm-up. Let's really give them a hand praise. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. Amen. May I ask you to stand just for a few minutes? A minute, really. I'll be on a few. Just for prayer. Oh, merciful God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, look at all of us. We made roll call this morning. God saw fit. He kept us here. Oh, he knows that we got work to do. Amen. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing this house. Lord, we thank you for our pastor, the first lady, all those in leadership, everybody that come, visitors and all. God, we are truly blessed. So, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to bless this preacher. Not his word, but your word, Lord. Oh, let it penetrate the hearts and mind of those that hear to see it. They're looking for an answer. And God, we thank you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we all agree by saying amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Well, here we go. James. Amen. James is a good book. It's a powerful book. Every time I think I know something, I go a little further, then I see new growth, something I overmiss, or something that I need to go further. Amen. So my job today is to dive into James 2:14. Amen. I think, is that the right one? That's supposed to be it? Okay. James 2:14. Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure, because I be stepping on everybody's stuff. Oh, man, this is Jews. Oh, this is pastor. Oh, okay, okay. Amen, amen. Here says, what use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and need daily food, and one says to them, go in peace, be warm, be filled, and yet do not give them what necessary for their body. What use is it? Hallelujah. That even so, if it has not no works, is dead being by itself. Thank you for the reading of the word. Amen. Now I'm going to dive in here a little bit. What does it profit, brother, sisters, if someone says, or even if I say it, I have faith, but I don't have no receipts. I ain't showed you nothing. You don't even know me. And here you supposed to believe me. I have faith. The question is, can that faith save me or him? Now, in some translation, it says that, can faith save him? Well, there's the answer. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says this. For by grace you and I have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not works, so that no one can boast. So clearly, James not saying that faith can only save. Now, we have to understand something here. James was the brother of Jesus. James was raised up with Jesus. James They talked about things. He saw things. He heard the communion talking about Jesus. He even saw things. James knew Jesus. Amen. So we have to look at the time in which all this was going on. Here it is, the Jewish Christians, here they all scattered abroad, and Jesus done gone on the right hand, and now everybody said, well, I do still believe in Jesus. I'm still a Christian. But you know how things get watered down a little bit? How you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And some kind of way things just dust, things settle, everything. So this is really what James is saying. James trying to tell them, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We understand we were all saved through faith. But our faith was in somebody that did the work. You just can't talk about I'm having faith in there, even though you didn't do the work. Somebody did the work. And so happens that we know the one that did the works. And we'll say, let's get a Lord hand. But James said, now wait a minute. Don't just sit on your rusted dusting and talking about I'm saved, and don't do nothing. Yeah, God's at the right hand. But you have to do something. If I don't know you, how do I know you're telling the truth or not? How I know you're a real Christian, you have receipts. This is what he was talking about. So we know that James understood about being saved by faith, because in James chapter 1, he says, do not be deceived, my beloved brother. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. It's come down from the Father of lights. You know the lights, the stars, the Milky Ways, the sun, the moon. Yeah, that guy that put all that there. And the Father of lights, the Father of lights, when whom there is no variation, no shadow of turning. In other words, no reversal. Hallelujah. That's what he put in place is already there and will remain there till he moves it. Hallelujah. But he says, what does it profit? I just want to know, what does it profit? When someone says, he or she says, I have faith, and with no action, none. Not if I don't know them, and they come to me and tell me what I supposed to just, take their word for it? Because we understand this. Can that faith, and I like that word, that four-letter word, that faith, save them? What on their mind right now? What they're professing, that faith saved them. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Only if that backed up with a relationship with the Father. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? Because we must understand, can faith by itself? That's the question. Because if it by itself, we want to know, is it genuine? Is it alive? Is it living faith? Is it dead? Or it may be phony or empty. Is it alive? If I says, I have compassion, and you don't see no result, what you have to say? Unless you show compassion, it must be what? Practical. Amen? You know, Jules, I'm having compassion on you. I feel bad when the man's like everything. So I'm just going to send my prayers and my thoughts. You know. Yeah. No, I don't know how you got money or you eating good or whatever. Just I'm going to send my thoughts and prayers. What good is it? Nothing. Nothing. Matter of fact, in Luke 10:25, we read that. It's, you know, that parable about the lesson that we learned that Jesus was talking to this lawyer, but he was trying to test Jesus. You know, he questioned him and said, Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Jesus said, what is written? Matter of fact, how do you interpret it? And the lawyer, you know, being a lawyer, got a little crowd around him and everything, and he said, well, you know, it says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. He ain't leave nothing out. With all your mind. Also, your neighbor, ask yourself. Okay, all right. Well, then do. But Jesus gave him a parable. And I like the way he did that, being a Jewish lawyer. He made the Samaritan the hero. Made him the hero. And as it go on, we found out that the very ones that we were thought would help this man passed by on the other side. Priest, Levite, they avoided him. They sent thoughts and prayers. But only the Samaritan, matter of fact, he helped the man that he known as the Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan. Because back then, someone figured that a lot of them weren't so good. So he had a little title. Oh, yeah, he's a good Samaritan. He had compassion. Amen. And what Jesus was really saying, that compassion must be shown. Tammy, what's Tammy's favorite verse, y'all? Matthew 5, what Matthew 5:6 say? Uh-huh. Yes.
They may see your good works and glorify the Father.
Glorify the Father. So we understand. Faith without words is nothing. James understood that. Because James saw his brother working, moving, constantly doing things, tired. If he ain't doing things, he's praying, walking on water, whatever it is, everything. He would just work. James saw that. That's why he was so put so much in by telling everyone that you gotta work. No, you didn't work to be saved, but to move, to push. The Jesus-like mentality, we must, hallelujah, we must work, hallelujah. Now, that was an old saying, and y'all, I know y'all remember this. It says that actions speak louder than words. I matter of fact, I quote that a couple. But this is what James was saying. The actions speak louder than words. Amen. So James goes on and he says that if a brother or sister is naked, no food, and you says to part in peace, be warm, filled, and all this and everything, what does it profit? What does it profit? That is empty. Hallelujah. No action, no compassion. Hallelujah. And that's what happened with the religious leaders. That's what happened. Man wounded, helpless. Whoa. On the other side. They didn't stop to see he was a tithe paying member. He could be a tithe paying member. Didn't matter. What does it profit? Profess faith. Profess compassion. It's nothing when it's not practical. Jesus said in Matthew 25, he says, when I was hungry, you gave me no food. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. When I was a stranger, you didn't even take me in. Naked, you didn't even clothe me. Sick, in prison, you didn't even visit me. And you talking about your faith? What good is it? It's empty, man. It's not genuine. If anyone says I have faith and no action, you know what you're like. You know, let me tell you what you're like. You like water, but no wetness. You like peace, but no joy. You are like love, but no compassion. You are like heat, but no warmth. Day. No light. Being free, but not allowed to make choice. What good is it? Perfection of faith, no action. Because true faith is not just intellectual belief, but living faith. True faith is when a believer translates his belief into practical ways. Amen, 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 amen. Some theologians and some folks, deep folks, says that, well, you know, Paul and James had a conflict. They were refuting. Yeah, they was refuting. Matter of fact, they were contradicting each other. Okay. Why do you say that? But Paul focused on the initial act of faith in God's promises as a source of justification. But James emphasized the importance of faith being demonstrated through action. Okay. Along with living a life of obedience of works. So they both wrote about Abraham. In Romans, Romans 4, it says, Abraham was justified by faith. And faith was accounted to him for righteousness. All right, okay. James says, due to Abraham offering up Isaac, that Abraham, faith was made perfect because faith was working together with works. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saying Abraham believed God, and it was accounted. It was credit to him for righteousness sake. And so today we call him friend of God. Now the question is this. Which was first? Offering of Isaac or him declared righteousness? The bottom line was that And I remember Jesus says that, you remember when Nicodemus came to Jesus? And he said, you must be born again. You must be born again. He said, because you ain't born again, you can't even see. Let's own no. Can't even see. It won't even, you can't even comprehend anything about the kingdom of heaven. Now that's deep. That's deep. So, which one was first? Hallelujah. We know what was first. Amen. It was Jesus. God, through Jesus Christ, counting us as being righteous. It's Abraham. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that. So the bottom line was, they really wasn't fueling, contradicting each other, but they was complimenting each other. That's what they were doing. Paul was just writing about pre-salvation. James was writing about post-salvation. James spoke about the root of salvation. Paul spoke about the root of salvation, while James was just talking about the fruit of salvation. And you know what? The root will produce fruit. I stayed up all night. Remember that? No, I'm just kidding. The root. Say it slow, I'm messing up. The root will produce fruit. Amen. Offering up Isaac, that event occurred many years later. And Jesus said, unless one is born, he cannot see. And this is what I said earlier. Amen. So we must understand this right here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10 says this. State that before salvation, we were separated from God, living in a state of spiritual death. Didn't matter if you had faith or not, because no faith could or would have helped us. Amen? Amen. Because only God, through him, hallelujah, that we was made righteous. But through Jesus, he made us alive together. By grace, you and I have been saved. It was a giving gift, a giving gift. Because you are saved. Now listen. Because you are saved, you must live a life of obedience and prove you are saved. Amen? Did y'all get that? Or did I misprint that? Okay. Now listen to this. Back in 1955, old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, I think. That's who they call Blue Eyes, right? It wasn't Sammy Davis, though. No. Okay. He wrote a song. And the song says, and it kept repeating, love and marriage, go together like horse and carriage. And then they stop and they say, this I tell you, brethren, you can't have one. Oh, yep. Y'all read my note. thing. I thought I had something. No, I, oh boy, they're gonna get them. Yeah, all right. Okay, all right, all right. look, you know, that's powerful. I thought about that. That is very, you can't have one without the other. I don't think, no, I didn't make it up. Listen here. I love my bacon. But I got to have my eggs. Y'all get me? I got a grandson. Love peanut butter sandwich. But he have to have his jelly. He got to have his jelly. I don't know anybody eat mashed potatoes without gravy. And especially when I go to Popeyes, I got to have my beans and rice. So what James is saying to us, you can't have one without the other. It's like running with one shoe on. You can run faster, run better, more efficient with both shoes on. You can't what? Have one without the other. Oh, my Lord. See, somebody did the work. And we know that somebody's Jesus. So our faith is in him, in his walk here on this earth, his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. And we must understand that. Matter of fact, the Bible even told us in John, it said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And behold, his glory, his only begotten Son. This is what I'm saying here. The word is near me and near you. Matter of fact, it says, you in your mouth and in your heart. That is what it says here in Romans chapter 10. It says, the Lord Jesus, now here it is, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will what? Be saved. Unto righteousness with the mouth confess and made unto salvation. Other words, what is saying? We believe in what God did. We didn't do it. No, we didn't do it, but we believe in who did it. And we believe that it was done. Hallelujah. So, when we say you can't have one without the other, John, Gospel 10:30 says this. Jesus said, me and my Father are one. Amen. You can't have one without the other. You can't have one without the other. Matter of fact, Romans chapter 8. Boy, it really nails this. If anyone does not have the Spirit of God, you can't have one without the other. That's my message. That's what James was saying. You can't have one without the other. Yes, we all saved. Because our faith was in the one that did the work. But it was work. We didn't do it. Somebody did it. And our faith was in the one that did it. But to be saved, you can't have Jesus without having the Holy Spirit. You can't have Jesus without the Holy Spirit. You can't have one without the other. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.